City Controller Wendy Gruhl spoke in front of a group of about 30 firefighters outside their offices downtown. She spoke to a friendly audience about her plans for public safety.
LA's firefighters and police officers understand that keeping our city safe isn't just about getting tough on crime. It's about giving our first responders the resources and the technologies that they deserve.
Frank Lima is the president of the firefighters' Local 112 office.
Bottom line is she'll be there to restore the fire department, which is, we've seen lives that have been in jeopardy because of these cuts over the last several years.
The United Firefighters of Los Angeles officially endorsed Gruhl's campaign last week. The firefighters at the news conference said they decided together that she was the best candidate for the issues they're concerned about.
Today, I announce a public safety plan that will not only increase the number of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics, and reduce 911 response times, I will expand crime prevention programs.
And the best part of Gruhl's plans?
We can do all of this without raising taxes.
But some people, including her opponents, are wondering where the funds for those services will come from. Sherry Bebich Jeffy is a USC professor of public policy.
If indeed there's no funding mechanism that she's proposed, it seems to me like there's an awfully big hole in that plan.
Gruhl says she'll set aside 20% of revenue growth to hire more police and firefighters. But that still leaves one question unanswered.
But where is the revenue growth going to come from? She hasn't told us what that revenue growth is and whether or not it's going to be real.
Despite lingering questions, the Firefighters Union is one of 11 organizations that has endorsed Gruhl over the past month. Camille Simmons, Annenberg Radio News.